On February 11th, UWM hosted the 2016 Democratic debate with Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Tensions ran high as students from various backgrounds and beliefs gathered outside the debate hall as they marched and chanted. Anthony Kemp is a supporter for the Fight for 15 rally. The Fight for 15 started with just a few hundred fast food workers in New York City striking for $15 an hour and union rights. The movement has now reached over 300 cities in the United States.
I'm a cook at KFC in Chicago, Illinois. I'm here in support of my co-workers who are fighting for $15 across this country, low-wage workers, fast food workers, and we're fighting to bring about the movement for $15 in a union in the United States of America.
Kemp was one of the many marching that night. Several students, employees, friends, and supporters endured the cold to let their fight be known.
We sweat! We're $15
Well, it's very important to us, and it's very imperative that we get $15 an hour and union rights. So many of our families are struggling just to merely, you know, just to survive and just to barely eat. So we need a decent living wage, and we're here to tell the presidential candidates that if they're not down for $15 an hour and union rights, then we won't vote for them. And we're going to tell other people all across this country, don't support anyone that is not about justice for all.
The federal minimum wage has been at $7.25 an hour since 2009. Many Americans have a difference in opinions about this rally, but it has gained momentum throughout the United States. Underpaid workers plan to continue in their fight for 15. For Media Milwaukee, I'm Katarina Vergara.